Hello, hello. Weren't you gonna sleep? Well, it's kind of hot. It's kind of hot, and also it's kind of nice to just sit in front of an open window. I am quite tired, but I thought, why not? There's no way at this time. Well, am I not speaking right now? There is a way. What time is it? It's 3:30 a.m. It's technically not that late, but like today, yesterday, I slept. Four, five, four-ish. And I forgot we had a meeting. So I was woken up by Mumi calling at 10. I was woken up by Mumi calling at 10. And then I was up for like 2 hours, and then I went to sleep again, and then I woke up again at 4. I was gonna wake up again like earlier. I was only gonna sleep for 20 minutes, but somehow it turned into 4 hours. But yeah, I blocked out this day to like actually do stuff. But then by the time I was actually doing stuff, brother bear and friend came back, and then I was like, I can't do anything in their presence. And then by the time when they left, the Uruk-hai channel was getting very, very active, and I couldn't. I kept getting distracted. And then I made food, and then we watched movies, and that's basically my day. I did a bit of work. I did a bit of work. It wasn't completely waste. 5 more minutes, mommy. I'm sorry, mommy. Dude, seriously though, every time that happens, I'm like, what's this ringing? It, well, not ringing. What's this vibrating? It doesn't sound like the right pattern from my alarm. I pick up my phone and I see the caller ID. I'm like, shit. Should I answer it, or do I just decline it and text to say I'm gonna go? Because every time I pick up the call and I'm like, hello, and she's like, wakey wakey Uruka, and I'm like, sorry, I forgot. Man, but yeah, today's been interesting. Today's been interesting. I learned things that I don't know if I needed to know. But yeah, social anxiety, let's go, dude. It was so awkward. Like I was in Brother Bear's bathroom, 'cause okay, it sounds weird, but his bathroom is much bigger. And I wanted the acoustics to sing in it. So I was singing in his bathroom, like really loudly. Couldn't really hear anything because the entrance. Okay, to get to his bathroom, I have to go into his room because the bathroom can only be accessed through his room. Couldn't hear anything outside. So I was singing really loudly, and then I started walking out. I walk out the door of his room, and he's standing right there. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm just, I went to borrow your scissors to cut my hair, which is not a lie, by the It's not a lie, technically. It's just what I wasn't there specifically for that at that moment in time. I was like, yeah, I went to borrow your scissors. He's like, oh, okay. Well, then Brother Bear's friend was also you. Brother Bear's friend was down the stairs, and I quickly went into my room and close the door, but for some reason I didn't have the sense to close it all the way. I just closed it. You know how it's like closed but not like snapped closed? It's just like it's closed but it's not completely closed. For some reason I just left it like that. And then Brother Bear's friend literally comes up, goes into my bathroom and showers. I'm like, bruh. Bruh. Okay. And I can hear everything because the bathroom's right next to my room. And then he gets out the shower and then he leaves the shower space, was still in the bathroom. And then for some reason, I don't know why, he starts shaving. Then Brother Bear comes in, sticks his head in, and he's like, "I'll be back tomorrow." okay. Great. I wonder what you could be doing, but okay, I don't really care, I guess. But you do you. You go have fun. I don't know what. Do I want to know? I don't know. Brother Bear has interesting friends. He does. The last time he had, the last time he had a friend over was that lady that I like literally ran into when I walked out the kitchen. And I was just like, hi, and then I ran away. And then before that, there was another weekend that there were two girl space friends staying over. They were sleeping on the floor downstairs. But yeah, that was kind of weird. I assume they just did a bunch of stuff outside, because he didn't really talk to them here. The boys' night out. I guess. I guess. I don't know. Why do you know so much about friends' bathroom activity? Because the bathroom, my bathroom. My bathroom is right next to my room. Literally, the only thing separating my desk and the shower is a wall. Like, literally, my desk is like right where the shower is. And I can hear him shaving because he's using the like electric razors that go like bzzz. We already went over this, Urka. Brother Bear is a player. I don't want to jump to conclusions, you know. I don't want to jump to conclusions. What if he's just, maybe they're just like having a photo shoot outside, because I saw a camera battery. I saw a camera battery charging before they came back. You know, maybe they just went out during the night to take pictures, and then they're going back, they're going to the friend's place, maybe because it's more convenient. I don't know. Uruka gets intimidated by Brother Bear's social life. I'm not intimidated. I'm not intimidated. I'm just like, maybe if I didn't have to run into them all the time. Like, thank God my room is like really out of the way, other than the bathroom. But like, you know, if he does have game, you know what? Good for him. Good for him. I'm happy for him. As long as I don't have to think about the details, I'm happy for him. But like, they're playing Mario Kart. Yeah. Yeah, they're playing Mario Kart. That makes it sound worse. How does it make it sound worse? Reality's probably worse. He's a TikToker. You know, that might not be completely impossible. Did Brother Bear also shave? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know why he didn't just Oh yeah, he cause okay, cause brother bear's room is the master bedroom, so the bathroom doesn't have a door. That's probably why he tells everyone to use my quote unquote my bathroom. It's mine, technically. But I guess if people are over, he would direct them there too, because again, there's no door in the other bathroom. Uruka's not intimidated. She's the one who is intimidating. Yeah, I said this in the chat before, but like, I do sometimes wonder if they're all like in the same friend group and they all just like wonder about like the elusive little neat little sister. Like, I wonder if they like wonder if I'm real. Because some of them, I don't come out. The only time they see me is if I really need something downstairs or if I accidentally run into them. She runs away from them to not intimidate them. How does running away from someone intimidate? BB got game. I thought he was more socially awkward than Uruka. No, he's not socially awkward at all, I think. He's always been pretty social. Not like super social, but he has a he has he does not have social issues. Like, I would always, every time we went somewhere, if someone talked to me, he would always be the one that answered. Like, I would just go behind him and he would answer. He's my shield. You're a good sister. I mean, is it a good sister to just not care about what your brother's doing? I feel like a good sister would be like a wingman or something, right? I feel I'm just like a neutral sister, you know? Yes, the mythical creature Sister Bear. 100% they do. I don't know though, 'cause like it's not like it's not like I know that his friends know each other. Like, they probably they maybe they don't know each other. Maybe they do just wander alone though. Legend says that there's a sister bear. Some say they have seen her, but many haven't. And one has heard her screaming Whitney Houston songs. Hey, Brother Bear, I ran into your sister the other day. She stared at me and ran away. I feel like they wouldn't really mention. Actually, you know what? If I was the friend, I probably would. I don't know. I just didn't expect someone to be there. Like, she literally just showed up at the front door. What? Huh? He's a good older bro. For the most part, yeah, he's a pretty good older brother. As far as older brothers go, he's probably one of the better ones. I've heard of some older brothers that are pretty mean, so, you know. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. But, you know, for the most part, we kind of just stay out of each other's business. They do, but knowing that most of his friends are female, they probably wonder about you different from what a male friend group would. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? A good little sister is just a sister who's not annoying. I feel like I probably am annoying though, you know? Like, imagine living alone And then, like, suddenly your sister kind of just comes and takes over. Well, not takes over, but like, your sister just comes and takes space. I don't know. Would you be annoyed? I feel like I would kind of be annoyed. Like, you know, as much as I like to be alone, he probably likes to be alone too. Probably a lot of stuff he can't do with me here. If your little sister tries to be your wingman, then that's a weird little sister. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I just stay out his way as much as I can. You mean screaming it like you were literally screaming it? You're singing very loudly. Yeah, I was singing like really loudly. Some morning would have been nice. Yeah, because I saw him come through the front door and then he closed the door. I was like, okay. And I go in the kitchen, get my stuff, I leave, and then I see someone else there. I'm like, what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's a game of family of secret identities. My sister is secretly a VTuber and I'm a social media influencer, but neither know. Sounds like a fun anime. He knows I'm a VTuber. He couldn't have come on if he couldn't see. He also knew from the beginning. I need more comfortable. I lie on my stomach. Ugh. Depends on the family situation. You two seem pretty close. It's not that we're close, it's just that we're not. How do you say this? We're not. It's not that we're super close, we just don't hate each other. Like, I think we are quite neutral about each other. I don't really talk to him like at all, really. But when he is here, we have very casual surface level conversations. You don't cross each other that much. Yeah, basically. Like having girls over in your room instead of down the stairs where you can't be heard. I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, when bear parents are over, the bed that they sleep in is the one in the master bedroom. Like, when they're over, he moves into another room. I don't think he really wants to do things in a place that he knows bear parents will be at some point. I don't know. If I were him, I would. You know. Who's to go there? Show yourself, intruder. What if she was just an intruder, though? What if she did just like open the door and she wasn't anyone any of us knew? You have each other's back when it matters. I guess so. I guess so. He can. He's very like, I don't know. He I don't know. He acts very, I don't know how you would say. Like, he's one of those. He kind of. I don't want to. I don't want to compare him to that, but he's like the like cool guy in the anime that like does things, but like in a really nonchalant way. I remember in Higher Academy, He just brought me to In-N-Out. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's very kind. You two are chill with each other much better than my siblings. Me and my sisters hate each other's souls and argue constantly. Yeah, it is better than that. For sure. And like sometimes he gets on my case about like literally being a need. I can tell he's just asking because he's worried. Even though it sounds like he's being slightly aggressive. But I can tell. I can tell. He probably switches out the beds. I don't know how you can switch beds. He does have a pull-out bed in his office. That's the thing that he sleeps in when their parents are here. But I don't want to. We're not going to think about that. Their parents just need to not be there for a few hours. I mean, they're not here right now. They come visit. They've only come for a little bit before, but like, they're not here right now, but I I don't know. Should I like tell him something? Like, don't worry about me, do your thing. I feel kind of bad. Brother Bear puts his hand on his glasses and they flash white. Yeah. One of those. I was gonna sleep. I was gonna sleep, but it's hot, so I'm sitting in front of my open window. How long until Rock 4.0? About a month. Technically, I'm going to Rock 4.0 in like a week or so. But I'm not gonna move in until like a month later. Cause Bear parents want me to go back to Bear family home for a little bit first. And I also have to get my stuff anyway, so they were like, since you have to come get some of your stuff anyway, why don't you stay here for a little bit? I'm like, I kind of don't want to, but I'm okay. So yeah, I'm paying a month's rent even though I'm not moving in. I'm not even going to be living there, but I'm paying. Don't tell him to leave him be. Pretend you don't hear or know anything about him, like he pretends about you. What do you mean he pretends? I don't do anything. The only thing, he knows I'm a VTuber. I don't need to pretend. Only thing I need to do is like not say sus things loud enough so he can hear. Since you're standing in front of your window, you have pants on at least, right? I don't, but it's not like completely open. The shutters are slightly open. If no one can see inside. No one can see inside, so it's okay. But yeah. Since I knew he was gonna be gone, I like max comforted myself tonight. Like, dude, walking around with no pants on is actually so comfortable. long as the lights are off. The lights are off. But like, even if they were on, you can't see. It's shutters. They're only open a little bit. Max Comfy still no shirt also. Well, no. Shirt is actually comfortable. Like, the shirt thing is like a mood thing. Sometimes I'll be in the mood for no shirt, but shirt is actually very comfortable, especially if there's nothing on underneath. Soon enough, you'll adapt his habit of pants everywhere. I don't leave pants everywhere. I leave them in my room. Secrets to life, this is true. It's very comfortable to walk around without pants on. That's just a fact of life. Were you pantless ever since he left? I was pantless ever since I started making pancakes. Because that was when I realized. Was when I realized, wait a minute, I can do that. Urka, you're not some kind of exhibitionist, are you? No, the wind, no one can see through the window. No one can see through the window. What are you talking about? I'm not. The window is literally closed. It's only open a little bit for wind to come through. Are Uru pants gonna be banned at Rock 4.0? They're not gonna be banned, but I can walk around to my fullest comfort without worry at Rock 4.0. I can't walk around without pants. Shorts is the less I wear, and I live alone. Okay, I never thought I would until I actually started living alone, and then I was like, this is kind of weird, and it feels a little weird right now, but I'm just gonna try it. And I tried it, and then I got used to it. I'm like, wait, that's so comfortable. You were downstairs making pancakes without pants. Well, yeah, but like my shirt is long enough to cover most things. My shirt is long enough to cover the majority of everything that needs to be covered. So you prefer skirts over pants? I actually don't even have. Other than the one you see me wearing while I'm streaming, I don't have any skirts. I don't wear a skirt. I don't remember the last time I wore a skirt outside. Urko only takes off her pants when she's alone, no one around to exhibit. Exactly. Exactly. Urka truly enjoying her freedom. Completely. It's so comfortable. Can it cover your massive dumpy? Yes, it can. It's a pretty loose shirt. In fact, it's my it's my Sanrio My Hero Academia shirt. I'm wearing it right now. It's a really comfortable shirt. It's a really comfortable homey shirt. I like it. It's soft and it's very comfortable. It radiates comfy vibes. White long sleeve button-up dress shirt, no pants. Why would you wear a long sleeve button up dress shirt at home? You don't wear those around the house. I have a few skirts, but I never use them. They're cute, but I feel too naked, even with thigh highs. Yeah, the thing about skirts is like it feels too empty. Not that I have any, but like I imagine that it would feel really empty. I don't know if I would be comfortable walking around wearing that. I don't know though. I'm seriously, I really need to switch up my wardrobe because I really haven't updated it in way too long. And what the clothes, I'm like, ugh. I either don't want to wear that or it's like literally the same thing over and over again. That's how you find love. Forget Sakuna's advice. Put on your Sanrio t-shirt and take off your pants. Bitches walk up to you. You don't wear that outside. Don't walk around without pants outside. I don't think that's allowed. Also, why would you do I do need new drip. I dress quite not great. I didn't really care that much in Higher Academy, so I kind of just wore like the exact same thing every day. Uruko, if you wear that outside, I can guarantee you'll find the man of your dreams. I don't know so much about the man of my dreams. Maybe someone who's very horby. I don't know about the man of my dreams. I'm not wearing that outside. I can't just walk around outside with no pants on. Group recommendation stream. Maybe it seems kind of difficult though. What kind of drip are you looking for? I honestly don't even know what I'm looking for. Like, I don't know. I really don't know what I want. If I had to describe something, yeah, I don't know how to describe it. Maybe we can start with not just t-shirts and jeans. I literally just wear tapered pants and slap on like a shirt and jacket. That lazy. Don't know what kind of drip there is. I really like streetwear, but the thing is, like, I kind of already wear that. But there's like cooler streetwear, but like, maybe more feminine streetwear. I don't even know what that is though. How to tank top to show off those king cobras. The hell is a king cobra? What does that mean? Sweatpants. I don't wear sweatpants outside. I wear better than sweatpants outside. Still not liking dresses, Urka. I'm not really. I don't know. I'm not really one. Not really one for dresses, casually. But I guess it depends. Sundress, I kind of like associate sundresses with like mom dresses. Sundresses see are just mom dresses to me. I don't know if I would wear My mom told me that I dress like a 10-year-old boy, and I don't think I'm recovered from Honestly, kind of me too. Kind of. And that's why Mama Bear keeps telling me to dress. Mama Bear keeps telling me to dress more. Less like that. Really hard to figure out because it kind of comes down to how uncomfortable you are. Okay with being what an effort you want to put into it. See, like the thing is, I know I will be uncomfortable, but like if I wear it out enough, right, I'll probably be not uncomfortable anymore. Like the short shorts thing. I hadn't worn short shorts outside until literally a few months ago. Actually, not a few months ago, like a year, maybe a year or two. Why did I think a few months ago? A year ish. And like at first I was like, Jesus, this feels so weird. But now it's just like it's comfy. King Cobra, your guns, arms. My arms are not guns. When I flex my arms, nothing really changes. I have noodle arms. Have a bunch of stuff that I like to wear, but A, drip looks garbage when I wear it, and B, gym outfit is way more comfy. You should just try it, Keys, now. Maybe it won't look like garbage. Women's shorts. Women's shorts reveal basically the whole leg. I can see how that can be uncomfortable. Yeah. It was really weird at first. But I think now that's literally all I wear outside because it's freaking hot. So, yeah. Gotten used to it. It's very comfortable. You can find cute sundresses now and then, but most times they don't fit every body shapes. I don't know. I don't think I'm really like a dress person. Don't think that's really my thing. I enjoy not having to pull everything up to pee. I have tried it, that's why I know the drip looks like garbo when I wear it. Maybe that's only you. Maybe other people might enjoy it. Maybe only you think it looks like garbage. Maybe you need people to hype you up, you know? Maybe you just need some hype men. They'll go like, yeah, that's good drip. She really is a tomboy, Sasuke. I am. There's really no other way to say. I literally am. Ever since I was like 9, I was way more like mid elementary to middle school. Actually, no, scratch that. Mid elementary school all the way to higher academy. Literally, I pretty much wore the same thing, just a little more evolved as I got older. At the like halfway point in Higher Academy, I was basically dressing like an edgy boy. I was literally an edgy boy. Ever thought about buying men's clothing? We got bigger pockets. Jackton, I would say at least 75% of my wardrobe is from the men's section. I'm pretty sure the only woman's clothing I have is like jeans. Woman's jeans, because like guy jeans are really weird. But I guess that kind of avoids the pocket thing because the jeans don't have pockets. You never have an epiphany and change everything you wear? Nope. It was all very gradual changes. Like I used to wear those like athletic pants that are like loose. They're like open at the bottom. I don't know how to explain that. But you know those pants that like 10-year-old boys wear? I used to wear those, and I like literally refused to wear jeans until I was like 12, 13-ish. So like sweatpants, I don't know if they're like sweatpants. I don't know what you call them. It's like the Adidas soccer pants, except they're not tapered. You know those kind of pants? Those kind of pants. The athletic pants that are not tapered. I used to wear those. And then when the tapered version came out, I morphed into those ones. And then I slowly got used to wearing jeans. And then after that, that's like all I wore. I used to wear those freaking basketball shorts. I still have a pair now. Basketball shorts, but I used to only wear those. I rarely wear my single pair these days. Yeah, those pants. Those ones. Loose fitting jeans or slim fit? Back in the day, it wasn't like the most slim, but it wasn't like super loose either. They were just like normal jeans. But then Higher Academy, I only wore skinny jeans. I still only wear skinny jeans. I kind of hate the baggy kind of jeans. Didn't Uruka purposely make her voice deeper, then it somehow stuck? Yeah, basically. Uruka when she looks at girls' clothes. The thing is, like t-shirts, I basically it's so much work to like dress, figure out what to wear, even with my limited wardrobe. So it's like, do I really want to change? I've got to figure out what t-shirt to wear. And the thing is, like, women's cut t-shirts are terrible. I hate them. Why did they exist? They're not attractive. Was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Because, like, I've never had an epiphany, I guess you would say, because I didn't really think about it that much in Higher Academy. And I was like dead set on being like, oh my God, this is so cringe. I was dead set on being like streetwear, cool, edgy kind of clothing, you know? So I didn't really think about it. And even when I did, it was like, I was too self-conscious to do anything because, like, this is how people see me already. So I can't really change it. It's more about how you wear something. Dude, but the women's cut t-shirts, man. I don't think there's any way to wear those. Right, you know? Quick, someone run. Edgy Urko. I'm already edgy. Urko wearing Uggs. I actually have them, but I never worn them. I wore them when I was like 10-ish. I technically have them, but I've never worn them. Because Mama Bear bought them, and she's like, you can wear these if you want. I'm like, okay, but I don't want. No, you're not. You're just a dorky bear. Okay, I don't mean like actually, but like my clothing choice. But yeah, I wanna switch it up. I wanna switch up the wardrobe, but it's so hard because like every like everything I can think of only works in the winter, and only if it's like really cold. Like the like wool like sweater kind of look only works when it's really cold outside. Do they still fit you? The Uggs? Well, yeah, because she got new ones. So they still fit. The ones from when I was 10 don't fit, of course. Black Parade was your anthem during your edgy teen years. I didn't actually have edgy teen years. I just dressed like kind of edgy-ish. Not really, though. Take notes of that and prepare for the winter. Try to find something for hot weather. I already have this stuff for winter, though, but the thing is, it didn't ever get that hot. Timma said she got a nice summer dress recently. Ask her to pick you cute clothing. Timma's like really small though. Timma's small, and her style is different. So I don't think I can't wear the same thing. Get that Uniqlo light outerwear trip that everyone seems to be doing. What is that? I've never heard of that. Do you have a picture? Urko was a wannabe goth. I was never goth. I was never goth. But like, I just didn't dress very female, I guess you would say. Yeah, no. I was never that edgy. I never had the chains and everything. Maybe the belt, but never the like, never the spikes and the chains. Can try, you're just insecure about changing your style and what people think about it. Yeah. I mean, I could, but like, I'm thinking more casual. Thinking more casual. Torn jeans. Yes, but they're not that torn. My jeans are not that ripped. For some reason, I don't think anyone actually cares. But it's just uncomfortable trying to change your style. And more than that, it's just hard because I don't know what to change it to. Well, I have a very vague image of what I want to change it to, but I don't know exactly what. I need a fashion advisor. Dude, those jeans have been popular for like 4 years. I have no idea why. I see people walking around in those. I'm like, that's like more hole than pant. How is that pant? You need Kit Kat friends advice for clothing. I'm not gonna ask Kit Kat friends advice for clothing. Kit Kat friend dresses very, how would you say, eccentric. Kit Kat friend dresses quite wild. Do not ask Sakana for advice. Sakana literally wears the same thing every day. He wears the same black sweatpants and a different Versace t-shirt every single day. It's always a black Versace t-shirt and black sweatpants. Eccentric, what do you mean? Like, she's like all over the place, man. Like, one day she'll be wearing like a full-on tracksuit. One day she'll be wearing like a mom dress. Literally, her Instagram profile picture. Like, one day, me and my other friends were looking through like through Instagram, and one of them just like freaking spit out their water. I'm like, what? Like, look at Kit Kat friend's profile. And I looked at it, I'm like, oh my god. She looks like a MILF. Why? We told her and she changed it. It was so wild. I don't really know what her fashion is. She's like all over the place, and I don't want to dress like that. Like, good on her, but good on her, but I don't want to dress like that. She's not a MILF. She's not a MILF. Just for some reason, she decided to dress like one. Sometimes you just like one for from time to time. Mama Bear has been looking to change my wardrobe too. Like, I told you guys that. She's the one that, like, she literally shipped me shorts. She mailed me shorts. She's like, wear them. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then when she was here, she brought me shopping. She got me like slightly cropped t-shirts. I'm like, Mom, you really want me to be wearing that? Usually people's parents tell them not to wear that. She's like, wear it, try it. I'm like, okay. But like, I don't know how to change it up more. Go shopping with her when you go home. That'll be a story and a half. Kit Kat friend or Mama Bear? Kit Kat friend is not around right now. Mama Bear wants you to be a hoe and try and find a partner. Bro. Sometimes I wonder what's going on in her head. Sometimes I wonder. Mama Bear out here trying to make sure her daughter finds a boyfriend. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But she's quite quite an interesting mother. Kit Kat friend died? She didn't die, she's just not in the area. Hot girls and boys, hot Kit Kat friend not in the area right now. Mama Bear likes her body and wants Utica to show it off more. Quite literally. She literally says that. I'm like, I don't really see it, but okay. Pretty sure you're just saying that it's because it's like narcissism, but through your child. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She's like, man, I used to look like that when I was young. And I'm like, okay, Mama Bear. Okay. You don't have to see it, you just gotta let others see. I don't really go outside though, and when I do, it's not like the places that people will like randomly come up to you. Mama Bear trying to live vicariously through Utica. Seriously though, literally. Mama Bear be like, she's just like me for real, for real. She's not a MILF. She don't call it that. That's so weird. Mama Bear's not a MILF. No. Pretty common theme amongst Asian parents, they live through their kids. My mom does the same thing with me and my sister. Yeah, she kind of. Honestly, she kind of does it with Brother Bear too. She's like, look at those good genes you inherited from me. What about Father Bear? She's like, oh no, they're definitely not from you sure you should be saying that? There's a saying here in Brazil that goes something like this: everything that is beautiful is for showing off. What? I guess that makes sense. I think. Mama Bear's so conceited. Father Bear Rose. Dude, it's so funny. Like she every good part of our genes, other than our eyebrows, only thing she gives Father Bear credit for is our eyebrows. Literally everything else, she's like, yeah, it's all from me. Like, your musical skills, all from me. Like, you don't even play instruments or anything. It was so funny though. Like, they were looking at houses. They were looking at houses, and Father Bear was like, Man, this house is so ugly. Why would anyone buy it? And then Mama Bear was like, you know, even if things are ugly, people will still love them. Like, I married you. And I'm like, what? What? Why are you such a. What? Bro. Why you gotta roast it like that? Mama Bear got bad eyebrows. Mama Bear just has like not a lot of eyebrows. Father Bear has some pretty thick eyebrows, so me and Brother Bear got like in between, which is like a pretty okay amount of eyebrow, I guess. She got no chill. Yeah. She really got no chill. Even your narcissism is from her. Dude, I'm way less narcissistic than that. I'm not that confident, bro. Even when I'm narcissistic, it's only when I'm delusional and tired. Only then I go into the mirror and I'm like, damn, looking good. When I'm not delusional and tired, I'm like, man, what do I look like? More savage than Sakuna. Sakuna can be pretty savage. But you know what? Yeah, kind of, maybe. The thick bean brows. She looks in the mirror and says, whoa, who's this hottie? Not like that. Like, okay, maybe a little bit. Only when I'm tired and delusional. Sakuna holds back. No, he only holds back for you guys. He doesn't really hold back when he's talking to us. Obviously not about us, but to us about other people, he doesn't hold back. Kind of the same thing with Mama Bear, except she doesn't hold back with Mama Bear. I mean, Father Bear. Sakuna holds back sometimes, yeah. Here. Well, when he's talking to us, he sometimes way too savage. I need to pee. I gotta pee. Give me a moment. I'm back. I'm back. Thank you for making the BRB screen in Discord. Thank you. That was fast. How long do you think it takes for me to pee? Doesn't take that long to pee. I did wash my hands. Oh my god. I washed my hands. Jesus. The bathroom is right there. It's literally like 1 foot away from my door. What is that emote like? What is that? What the hell? Squid. Why? I did not wash my hands with pee. What the heck? That's so messed up. That's so messed up. Did Brother Baron's friend clean up after he shaved? I don't see anything in the sink, so I think so. I think so. I did hear him turn on the faucet after, so I think he just washed it down. What are you guys questioning? What do you mean, huh? What's confusing? I'm assuming he shaved his face. So it was at the sink. He wasn't in the shower at that point. I'm so close to the bathroom that I can tell literally by the sound you make where you are. Stay up for much longer. I'm probably gonna sleep by 5. Oh, you're reacting to Squid's message. Yeah, I don't wash your hands with pee. That's gross. But they're also here like that from his room. I hope not. Now I gotta test it out. Okay. Oh no. Okay, but I don't do anything. I make sure he's not in the room. I make sure he's not in his room first. I make sure he's not there. Also, the shower is on. Can't hear anything. Except when he's in the room, I make sure he's not there. You say that, but didn't he come up one time? I don't know if he did. I don't know if he did, because like he wasn't in that room specifically. But he could. I don't know if he went inside that room. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I don't make unsaisal noises, man. I don't make unsaisal noises. But there's some noises I just can't. The shower blocks it out. Poor Urka going through privacy problems. Man, I've never had this issue before. Man, man, it's okay. I'm sure he's done this. I know. Get it out of my head. 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 Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. You turn on the shower? Yeah. I mean, I go in the shower after I turn on the shower. Just wait. Rock 4.0 is right around the corner. You're right. You're right. At Rock 2.0, I like straight up stopped caring about the neighbors. But like, this is just weird, man. Rock 4.0. Rock 4.0 should be fine. Urka, don't worry, brother is too busy with his girl's friends to do that. I'm not gonna think about it. 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 I'm gonna Urka not streaming for 1 week. What? What do you mean? I am gonna not stream for 1 week, actually. I'm gonna be gone for a week in August. I don't know if that was what you were referring to. I think I vaguely touched on it for a little bit. Although, first, somehow I think you're talking about something else. Pantless cooking streams. It's not like you're gonna see anything. Unless I royally screw up. It might actually be more than a week, because the August week is not, it doesn't really have anything to do with Rock 4.0. When I'm moving to Rock 4.0, it'll probably just be a few days or so. It's not about seeing anything, it's about the atmosphere. There's just something so comfortable about making pancakes with no pants on. Making pancakes in just a t-shirt and an underwear is very comfy. In a very wholesome way. Pantless cooking stream gone wrong. Graduation stream. I don't think. Even if something went wrong, I don't think that would be cause for graduation. Although if I was doing a cooking stream, I think I would wear pants just in case. I don't think I would risk it. It's very homey, right? It's very homey. Jumped in at AM, confused. Hey, Alumi. How's it going? Just Uruka talking about enjoying cooking pancakes without pants on. You should try it. You should try it sometime if you haven't. It's really comfortable. You heard pantless pancake baking? Are you ready for shirtless sirloin steak searing? Somehow that doesn't seem like the best idea. Like, from Sakuna's story about making bacon shirtless, I don't think that's a great idea. From Sakuna's experience frying bacon shirtless, I don't think you should really do that. Can't I live with others? Okay, assert dominance. Assert dominance on them. I'm in a dormitory and with a shared kitchen. I'll try to be pantless and report back. Got it. Grimace, I will be awaiting your answer. It's very comfortable. Deep frying with no protection whatsoever sounds like such a lovely time. Yet somehow I thought it was a good idea. In my head, I can already tell it was a bad idea. Somehow I thought it was a good idea. I don't know how, but who knows what goes on in his head. Throw bacon in the oven. I've never actually made bacon before, so I have no idea. I am so looking forward to Rock 4.0, man. I can just like make whatever I want to eat, wear whatever I want to wear, go wherever, whatever. This food talk is making me hungry. Might make some waffles pantless. Do it. Wohei Sato. Do it. You can do it. I believe in you. It's very comfortable and very tasty. I know I'm sleeping late, but I kind of have the urge to like wake up at a relatively okay time, eat some pancakes. And get you that cookbook. I'm open to trying. I'm open to trying, but the thing is, my palate is very, how would you say? I have a very light palate. My diet is not very, my diet is not the most Western. So, when things are too heavy, it's kind of, well, not even that. It's just some flavors are just too strong. Not worry about others hearing your bathroom time. Not worry about other, I mean, I feel like people will hear. Like neighbors will probably hear like me like streaming and stuff because it's pretty loud. But I probably don't have to worry that much about what I say because they're just strangers. Not need to go to the bathroom so many times every day. God damn it, bagel. I still need a pee no matter where I am. Because whatever kind of sounds already horrible. That's not what I meant, but like that too, I guess. Ooh, because a super picky eater. I'm not a picky eater. It's just I'm not used to like very strong flavoring. Her diet is double patty burger and fries and large soda. For some reason, I'm craving Chipotle. Poor Utica and her small bladder. Dude, during our trip, Saka and I were freaking like, we were driving to somewhere and it was like completely silent for a really long time. And I didn't know how close we were. So like, I kind of like held it for like 10 minutes. And then after a while, I was like, I really need to pee. And everyone's just like, of course you do. And no one really said anything to help. Sakuna was just like, you know, maybe the pee's not real. What do you mean the pee's not real? He's like, maybe you're like psyching yourself out. Maybe you don't actually have to pee. I'm like, even if I am psyching myself out, I still have to actually pee. Even if it has to do with psyching myself out and anxiety, I still have to actually pee. Like, it doesn't work like that. I can't just make the pee go away. Did he just give you a gamer bottle? No, what the heck? We were in the car. What the fuck? Imagine the pee going away. That sounds like a fast track to bladder infection. Remember reading a story about a girl with a tiny bladder and her boyfriend refused to let her pee all day. What the heck? When they got home at night, he would tickle her so a day's worth of pee would go. What did I just read? What the hell did I just read? What did I just read? What did I just read? What the heck? Why? What the heck? What the heck? What the fuck? What the fuck? If you ever need a pee, just say no, and there you go. No more pee. Doesn't work like that. Even if I say no, it's still there. Like, I do have a very small bladder, and it probably is connected to. Oh, can you disconnect Sakuna? Sure. It probably is. Did he actually fall asleep? He's still streaming. He's still stream. Pippa Lover just went in. The pee is still there. But then Pippa Lover will be there alone, and that's sad. Pee denial. What the fuck? What the fuck? I came across something like that the other day. I regret looking at it. I wanna unremember it. I don't think he's sleeping. He might have just like left to do something. He does that all the time. Like, he just leaves. I'm not gonna try it. No. No, I'm not. I'm just saying. In anime, I wasn't looking for it. I just came across it. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I don't think I. Wait, can I even disconnect him on mobile? I can't disconnect him on mobile, I don't think. Sakuna leaving to get a McDonald's ice cream and forgot he was streaming. Honestly, that's quite plausible. That's quite plausible. I have to find Sakuna. Hold on, let me search Sakuna's profile. And then I can disconnect him from there, probably. Search for something. Click on his name. Bro, why can't he? I can't even open his profile. What the fuck? That's so messed up. Why can't I open? Why can't I open it? That's so weird. There's more people in there now. Okay. Pippa Lover? Pippa Lover's playing jams. What's he doing? What's he doing in there? I'm not gonna join. He's blasting the VC with loud noises to wake up Sakuna. I really doubt Sakuna's just sleeping in there. I really doubt he's sleeping. I think he just left. I seriously doubt it. I'm pretty sure he just left. Lover is great. Interesting. Okay. Just let the man sleep. He's probably not sleeping, but if he is, just let the man sleep. Shit, it's 5. It's 5 a.m. I should probably sleep. Okay. I'm probably gonna sleep. Otherwise, I might fall asleep during the space. Which is like highly unlikely. What if I just do a sleeping space? Probably not the greatest. Didn't Tenma do that? She did like a napping space. Didn't Didn't Tema do a napping space? Did the room cool off? It did, yeah. It's much cooler now. It is much cooler. You're on the sleeping stream. You're right. I did. It's probably not the safest thing to do. I don't think I sleep talk. But yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Do you say, I don't think I say anything while I sleep. I'm not gonna do it. But maybe if one day I take a nap, maybe I will. But for actually sleeping, nah. Okay, I'm in your walls. Will you sing me a lullaby, Pippa Lover? Okay. I don't talk about brownies. Now I'm creating brownies. What the heck? You can do it just to say you've done it. I'll do it for a nap one day. Okay. Good night. Good night, Oodle Gang. Go to sleep.